going. It's live. Let's talk
about what's happening. Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Australia.
Good evening, America. Oh, yeah, it's lunchtime now. It's midday, actually, Vera.
We're getting all crazy with our time zone. We're here. We're live.
Happy Nooner, guys.
Happy Nooner.
So, Vera, what's happening over there?
Oh, my God. Trump's losing his mind. He's pardoning the most heinous of all criminals all day long. Hasn't been seen in 10 days.
He's gone crazy, isn't he? He's like, right.
Lost his mind. Today he pardoned this gentleman who was tried for war crimes, who was opened fire on an Iraqi civilians, and he was so out of control that
is he Australian?
No, he's an American. That
we just got in trouble for some war crimes over here. I'm just being topical.
Quite frankly, you know,
everybody's doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it. It's called war crimes.
War crimes.
Gosh.
It's a scream.
Hold on. This is a very good question. Where?
Oh, sorry, I took it.
Where is Jeff?
Well,
there is Jeff. Who would like to know that too?
Matthew,
Girl's busy. She's been baking and stuff.
And she's a high stroke risk. So if you can check on her, it'd be great.
Check on your friends. Oh, Vera. Vera, that's a lovely mug you have there.
Isn't that fabulous?
I think that deserves a little bit of a close-up. Hold on. Let's bring her up. Get on it.
Oh, you want me to bring her up?
You okay, do it. Go.
Oh, there you go. There's our
is that an uncensored radio live mug?
Yes. And you can buy it on Etsy at Just Jeffrey Emmett.
Jeffrey Emmett.
I've got that link actually somewhere too.
If only we had a link for that somewhere.
They make great after Christmas gifts.
There it is. Down the bottom. So there is heaps of stuff there, guys. Jeff has gone a little bit crazy. That's probably why he's not on the show. He's probably worn himself out.
With
all these ideas. I'm checking on me. Oh.
No, hello.
I'm checking on
me.
What have I done?
You, Steve.
What have I done? Nothing.
He looks a little stressed these days, though, Matthew.
Now. Oh, we got that back up. That's very.
We're talking about war crimes, weren't we?
We're talking about war crimes.
Oh, I've got a fan. Hello. You can hit me up on.
I do declare.
So yes, pardoning war criminals. We were talking about. Well,
yeah,
why
apparently
not?
Apparently, this guy was so heinous that his own men turned a gun on him to get him to stop.
Wow. Well, look, this. I'm not surprised. Like 2020 has been the most shitty year.
Happy Christmas.
With the most gross things happening. Like, why not pardon a war criminal just to put the icing on the cake?
There have been more executions in this country in the last.
If anyone needs a pardon, really?
Than in the last 30 years. Well, everybody thinks he's setting up the pardons for pardoning all his family and himself. Yeah.
Kush, no.
Nothing says guilty like I pardon myself of all crimes.
Merry Christmas, Ace. We do have, we should mention it now. Even though our next scheduled show is on Christmas Eve, we do have something very special coming your way. So if you're gathering around wrapping presents or, you know, drinking your sorrows away, Uncensored Radio will be there for you on Christmas Eve, folks.
Australia will be a
Christmas Day luncheon special.
You could be drinking your eggnog out of an Uncensored Radio mug.
And would you rather watch us than see things like this? That's for the Aussies. I don't think anyone would be dressed wearing
that. Staff? Oh, I shouldn't make that joke.
That's what we're all going to look like after these holiday COVID pounds, you know?
Oh, my God, I know.
No judgment there.
And just all remember, too, that we've got Katie's Make Me Believe UCR Christmas special coming up. Completely live on the Nugget Couch. That's an After Dark special that we will have as like a special Patreon exclusive.
She wishes. She wishes. She's not popular enough to spin off.
You're a mean girl.
I'm a mean girl. I'm the cool mom.
I need you to say that, Vera. Oh, I've got to
Vera. Gosh, okay. This Vera, one of our viewers brings up a very good point. Kathy Hatton, pardon people who have served 20 years for a minor crime or not much, not real criminals.
What about all the thousands of people of color who are behind bars for 20-year sentences for smoking marijuana? Pardon these people. Don't pardon the guy who shot up a village of Iraqis.
Aren't they retrospectively like going to let these people out then if it's a decriminalized?
I believe that's the governor of New York's intention. I don't know about...
It's almost too little too late.
Streaming's a felony. Are you trying to tell us the show's bad, Matthew?
That's in the bill, too.
Certainly.
Only if you're not talking nice about Trump is it a felony. If you're a Trump fan, then he's all behind you.
Yeah, Vera's a wanted woman. Actually, there's a shirt.
And there's a shirt at Just Jeffrey Emmett on Etsy that we can get to you. Or a blanket.
I got to tell you.
Dog bed, you know?
There was a time at the beginning of this administration where I was sure that the brown shirts were coming to get me. I'm like,
well, the funny thing is,
I can't keep my mouth shut.
You should get everyone a safe here. You're actually you're a registered Republican.
I am a registered Republican.
Yeah, and you've just never aligned with what Trump's brought to the table.
Never. So. Never. Not once.
And I mean, that's a big thing then too. Like everyone sort of holds their political values dear, but you know, if it just doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right. Hey, like that's just what it is. And that fear is one of it. Triggers an orange man.
She's very triggered by orange men.
And ice soda.
Streaming will become a felony.
Matthew's really? In it today. Matthew's in it.
I haven't heard that link, anywhere.
We'll bring that up.
We will look that up.
We might need to employ Matthew by the looks of it.
Oh, well, what's today's Christmas sweater, Stephen?
Mine. Today I am rocking a Gremlins shirt.
No.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's
a bit
cute,
right?
Yeah.
I ordered it from the US. It's a bit big, but you know what? That's because after Christmas, I can get bigger too. So
that's because we grow big here in the US.
That boring old, uncensored.
Original, uncensored merch.
The original.
But still the best. So, Vera, I have a question.
Yeah?
What do we think of this?
I think Joe got jabbed. Trump still refuses to. I'm getting jabbed, absolutely. I've been bugging my boss all week. I'm like, I'm a frontline worker. I'm seeing patients every day. Where's my vaccine?
In some ways, though,
you don't have a choice, do you?
I want it. I really want it. I want to know that I'm not going to come home and kill my 80-year-old mother.
Right? Yeah.
Not that she lives here.
Unless you turn into a zombie.
She doesn't live here.
We're starting to actually really need it now, too. Everyone's like, oh, Australia's fine.
No.
Don't worry about us.
We're not so fine now. That brought it back.
There's all of this conspiracy theorist nutters that are just going around circles with crazy stuff. So this nurse, remember this one that fainted after her jab? And mind you, can I just say, I don't really like the technique being used there in that injection.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, Luke, as nurse, I have seen some shitty freaking injection technique.
Me too. I've seen people like dart them in. I'm like, what are you doing?
I've seen them dart them in. I saw one woman poke it in and then stop and then push. And then I saw this other woman. She reached all the way across. She was like, stretching, she didn't want to get out of her seat. She was
gosh,
so far across the patient. It's like, stand up, get close. What are you doing?
If ever you need an injection, I give a mean needle.
Oh. So, he gives a mean hot beef injection, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm very good at injections.
See, I didn't look. Jeff's not here to call you a power bottom, so I thought I'd pick up the slack, implying you're a top.
I think completely rewrite the car. I think Jeff needs to retire that.
He's just jealous.
I know.
We got, Matthew Kenny.
I did that. That was me. Yeah, I was commenting.
You did that.
A big interaction. Beth's
going to read the whole bill for us.
Oh, sorry. I was going on about the nurse that actually, so we got sidetracked. So she fainted after getting that injection. But now there's all this stuff going around saying that she's dead. Like, she, I mean, obviously.
You know what I got to say about this? And I've been saying this since Reagan. That's how old I am. The free pass works. If she really died, don't you think David Muir would be interviewing her fucking mother on the 6 o'clock news? It would be news. It's not waiting there, languishing in obscurity for somebody who's internet researching to find it.
No, they probably have a reality show with something by now.
or government pardon.
My daughter done died from a needle.
What, starring Honey Boo Boo. Yeah.
No, we can't joke about that because she was. Didn't the mother hook up with a child molester?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, legit. We don't joke about Boo Boo because she mentioned Boo Boo.
Boo Boo's on Cameo, I saw, so she's doing okay.
Yeah, because Mama June lost all that weight. And then
she gained half of it back now.
Yeah, she's got the Kirstie Alley school of weight loss.
It's a lifelong struggle, let me tell you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, especially if you're getting that
money. I'm going to take them down for sins I've committed.
Well, speaking of the opposite of that.
Oh, that's sad. She's sad. She did pass away.
So she's a 24-year-old young lady who passed away from an eating disorder. She had like 120,000 followers on her Instagram, and she was acknowledging that she had this struggle. So she wasn't hiding it or pretending it was good, because she even acknowledged in one post like, I'm showing you what it really looks like. But these are the comments on our own page. This is why I really wanted to bring the story up. So this is actually getting a lot of interest on our page, but this dude, James Hansen, she was hot, although she wasn't my type. I don't care for chunky girls. And then Donald Massey, who we've seen trolling a fair bit lately, she finally reached her goal of getting her weight down to 0 pounds. And then thank you, Catherine, for being the only
person.
She's like, look, you're too disrespectful. Would you make fun of she had died of cancer? I get people make fun of stuff on the net.
Look, it is very hard. It is. I think all of us need to realize, especially us, because we are the hosts and we've been chipped on stuff before, it is very hard to tell tone from a comment.
Oh, come on, Steve. Yeah. They're completely
you can tell that both of those comments were disparaging.
But
both.
So it is comedy. It's a comedy podcast.
Nothing is sacred if it's funny.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Nothing is sacred if it's funny. But
Jeff wants us to have more conflict.
Oh, prejudice.
Well, Steve, if you're going to align yourself with Don, I think you can go and fuck yourself.
Ooh,
you're a mean girl.
Can we just look at that again? Yeah. What are those teeth about? Because they're not my teeth.
No, that's like Lacey? What's her name?
Lacey Chabert. I didn't think her chompers were that prominent.
They are, but because your beard's around them, it's making them look scarier. Like, I've got a hair lip.
You look like Chris Lilly.
I do, as Jemay.
Yeah.
I'm private school girl. Mum, do you want me to get pregnant? I'll just go and get pregnant. And you'll have to
We can't even talk about Chris Lilly now because everything he does is inappropriate. So,
well, yeah. So have you heard of Chris Lilly, Vera?
I have. I can't place them this moment.
He does like a lot of shows where he plays a lot of the main cast. He plays all of them, a bit like what Eddie Murphy did in
Professor and stuff like that.
Some of his characters were in blackface.
Buddy Murphy's characters were in whiteface.
I think, like, the way he did it, though, I don't think it was disrespectful. It was really just art and comedy. But I know people read different things into stuff, and I know there's history there. So everyone's entitled to their feelings. But
yes,
and they
a lot of stuff from Netflix because of that.
without stepping on, you know, some landmines, because we're not Princess Diana. We're not hunting those landmines.
Well, yeah, you don't want to end up on the actual radio this Christmas, do you, Steve?
What actual radio? It ends up
being a question of privilege. You know, white actors have taken over roles for people of color for centuries. You know, blackface was a way to subjugate black entertainers, you know, just to make them ridiculous and to keep them down and, you know.
But it's, yeah, look at classic Hollywood. Look at them playing Asian characters. Look at them.
Oh,
playing,
God, you know, yeah. What I mean?
Like, really offensively.
Was there any uproar about him playing Asian characters? Hispanic. Uh-oh, guys.
Speaking of offensive.
I was the only Hispanic for West Side Story. I have a point to make, guys.
I'm sorry. We're talking about fresh
I was the only Hispanic who auditioned for West Side Story, and I did not get a part.
Bitch, you don't ever get a part.
I know. Well, no, I get a lot of parts.
Oh, well, yeah, what, the best friend?
Always, yes. Right. I was the ingenue
Jeffrey,
once.
Rebel Wilson has made a career of playing the best friend. Okay. And now she's skinny and no one cares.
She's an Australian who just decided to do a bunch of coke to lose weight and fuck a skinny guy.
Listen, she's our top here, three stories over she here has right arrived. Now. Our top three stories in Australia are COVID-19, Rebel Wilson losing weight, and Bindi Irwin up the duff. That's all you see in our media.
Australia.
Okay, wait, ready? Bumps, I don't
Rebel
care.
Wilson lost his bump.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Rebel Wilson looks great.
When did you get your hair done, Jeff? Good, nice cut.
I did. Yeah. That's a COVID cut. I did it myself.
Happy Tuesday.
You did it really yourself.
Not that cute. But Uncle Timmy Lou, who everybody's ready.
He's so pretty.
He is so pretty.
I did my hair. I put jeans on today. And yeah.
Are you okay?
She's mixing.
Yes, we're mixing cocktails hard.
I was going to say, you better be careful looking pretty out in the woods. We'll have to play the Deliverance theme for you.
Yes, out here, yes, it's always the Deliverance theme song because you never know.
We can't afford to copyright. We've got
experts out there.
Jeff Matthew yes. Kennedy's been very worried about where you are.
Yeah, Matthew was—he was sure you were dead and had a stroke.
You have a full house everywhere, girl.
Listen. So I shaved too today, right? And it's real thin, and I have this mole here that's been growing for years. My aunt's like, you need to get that tested and removed.
It looks like it's hanging. Did you nick it?
Hey, look! You look real bald on your forehead. Do you need?
Oh, thank you.
Fibers.
It's just because I've got blonde hair, bitch. Don't be jealous.
You're thinning out, whore.
We're in time.
Did you get any pizza?
I can't even show that because you did it. So
you can't show them. She's a mean girl.
Look, this is what Luke did. It's all our pictures. And I'm apparently the blonde. I'm the real mean girl.
Jeffina. Jeffina George.
And that's everybody else.
Nasty. Destroyed a little a musician's dreams in the world because he just has feelings. Okay, Jeffrey, you should have been kind.
He has way too many feelings.
I'm not who Ryan Coughlin.
I thought we were leaving this alone.
Did you make your pizza, Jeffrey?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you make your veggie pizza?
No, that's Christmas Eve. Like, no, uh-huh. I didn't. Okay, so it mentioned briefly about doing a show tonight, and I'm like, no, I'm done. I'm not talking to anybody until like January 12th, whatever that week is, the full week. Like,
so, and we're coming back talking about addiction.
Addiction.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Well, I've got a lot of friends.
I was going to say, do you have any guests that can come on talk about their struggles? I know we've got an ex-producer that
Yeah, but it's none of them that I care about.
That's her.
So you're just stopping in to wish us a happy holidays, Jeffrey? Is that what's happening?
Oh, wait. Oh, I couldn't get up out of the seat.
See? COVID. COVID
wave. Well, actually, Jeff, before you
it's go, happening to all of us.
We really, really need to know, how do you feel about Judge Judy ending? Tell us.
Well, I Come will on. You get her off the screen.
Oh, sorry.
He needs to be saved, girl.
I have to hold it because I don't have the tripod.
Or I'll bring her right up.
I don't care. I don't care. Yeah, she was making $45 million a year, so fuck her.
Aw. So you don't feel very passionate about Judy leaving?
No, because she was just a bitch, and I feel like people give me so much shit for being a bitch. And she's making $45 million a year.
Why shouldn't you be getting some of that, hey? Because you're a bigger bitch than her.
Right. Look at how fat my face is.
But you don't have a legal degree.
Haircut? It's not good.
And what's happened to your audio, girl? You left your mic out there.
No, I don't have one.
Headphones, that's all.
Yeah,
because it sounds like this is like a hostage video right now.
Because I realized that Luke said, "Are you coming, girl?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, let me."
Hey, that's all right.
We're doing fine by ourselves. It's all right. You can go party on.
We're gonna have. telling her to leave.
No, I'm just. She's got a house full of people, girl. Trying to be a good hostess with most of.
Let's try these. I don't even know where my
I'm bringing.
How's this? Is this better? I can hear somebody that like sounding like they're blowing their nose. I'm just gonna be the bud of this show. So Vera.
Yes, dear.
Have you had any COVID, Dick?
Oh my
no,
God. I told you
that
last week.
They're coming
to my house. Huh? You keep coming to my house?
Hashtag no room jobs for COVID, remember?
Yeah, you told me you weren't having any COVID, Dick, either. Remember we had this discussion?
I think somebody might have changed.
Oh, no. I'm not.
That's why she got all prim.
I'm not. Prim. No, here's the thing. I don't want any. Right? Like, no.
I'm not rolling it out forever, but it's COVID. We're in a pandemic. If I don't know you now,
who's Reese?
I don't know, Luke. You tell us.
There's secrets and lies. I'm feeling left out of this. I need to know what's going on. But anyway.
Here's the thing. Luke won't say it, so I will. We're trying to figure out how many quarters, and apparently Luke doesn't know yet. And I'm like, Luke, you can't meet somebody without knowing how many quarters.
Oh, wait. I think I do know what we're talking about now. Okay.
Well, clearly I'm not in a position to have standards seeing I'm balding. So.
Yeah, you're really not.
Thanks a lot.
And you are.
Wow.
I'm going to feather my hair.
Hi. All this is fake. None of this is real. That's not my real hair. No, so, Luke, I'm not.
Just give us a bit of a look at the side of the head again. Just go like this.
Do the fade. Yeah, give us.
Yeah, he's giving himself the Hitler Youth haircut. It's very cool.
Yes. Well, no, but that's always my haircut. Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, my uncle's like, oh, your back's pretty good. And I'm like, look it, when I cut my hair, I don't care what the back looks like because I don't have to look at it. Okay, so a guy
and you're in the woods, you can have a mullet.
That's not going to happen. I'm not poor. Like, I had to go to the local grocery store. It's called Sunfest, and I sent a picture to my friends, and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is God's punishment. Like I couldn't get a prime rib, I couldn't get really good cheese. They didn't have a ribo. I'm like, I can't do this.
You gotta go hunt your own game out there.
Well, he misses Wegmans.
Pretty much. It's I do. Christmas is a shizzle. All I want for Christmas is my basting oil.
My basting oil. Sounds very Martha Stewart Christmas.
Who is Drew life. Scott?
We've got all these people in the chat room tonight.
People love, we're getting love. Christmas love, Jeff. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
We're getting lots of
Christmas. But it's not as good as what beer is going through.
What am I going through?
She's already said she's not going through COVID dick, so stop it.
Leave her. Leave Vera alone.
You're an ass.
Look, this is horrible. Listen, I'm doing my Estee Lauder like crazy because I realized like how fat I've got in the face. And I've been walking every day. But this is traumatic.
Shouldn't it just be like plumping out all the lines?
Just do a bungee jump with your, with the cord tied to the back of the head. Go, look.
This is why I have provisions in my will that if I should die, the kids are taken care of, but I want to have my wake. I want to be standing up because I don't like when the face looks laying down. And right like now, I don't like it standing up. Like, cut that shit out. And
Or do you just want like a taxidermied viewing of your body?
Get a bump.
Yes, yes, essentially. Yeah. And like I want them to cut the body in half, whatever's left. And yeah.
Well, remember Penny Flame did tell you can get that done before you die, if you really want to.
Oh, the hooker? Yes, I love her.
She wasn't a hooker. She was a star.
Okay, listen.
An all-star.
I feel like I caused chaos. Okay, yes. And I can't. My arm hurts really bad because I'm fat and lazy, and it hurts.
All right, so, Jeff, you can go.
Merry Christmas! I'll see you guys Thursday.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, wait. I can't hit the end button again.
We'll get rid of you. Don't.
We'll get rid of you.
Bye,
Vera. Fuck off.
Oh,
no basting oil for you, sweetheart.
Jeffrey.
I love you, Vera. I miss your Christmas Eve's party.
Oh, yeah. No, once the vaccine's out, Vera, we're coming over for one. And we'll live stream it. It'll be great.
We're bringing a nugget couch, girl.
No, I'm not having a nugget couch in my house.
Bye, Jeff.
That's not my decor.
Jeffrey, get off air.
Love you. Bye now.
Bye, Jeffrey. Merry Christmas. Bye, Jeff.
And remember, you're a mean girl.
Yes, he was mean. He had his mean girl panties on today.
I think he was about 17 drinks deep. That's
good gracious.
Good on him.
I've got bad news for you, girls. She's still watching us, and she's
all right.
I see you backstage, Evan.
We love you, girl. Good. We love our boss, but some people don't love their bosses.
Cruise.
So yeah, Tom Cruise has gone crazy like a fox on the set of Mission Impossible 7. Can you believe it's number 7? Anyway, yeah, there were people standing too close to each other, and Cruise there's actually audio recording of him going ham. It's, I want to say, if I see you do it again, you're fucking gone. If anyone on this crew does it, that's it. And you don't ever fucking do it again. He went on. They're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. We're creating thousands of jobs. You motherfuckers. That's it. No apologies. You can tell all the people that are losing their motherfucking homes because our industry is shut down. We are not shutting down this fucking movie. Is it understood? I see it again. You're fucking gone.
Okay, the outburst came because there were people standing too close to each other unmasked, and that was violating what was part of the rules on the set. I think he's obviously not
had it
very eloquent. Yeah, he'd obviously just flipped out, and he probably is a bit of a Hollywood brat because why wouldn't you be if you're Tom Cruise? But he did make a point. You don't fuck with everyone's life.
He does make a very good point, and absolutely, that's fantastic. But he's also, seven people walked after that from the cruise. Well,
you know what? I'm the COVID police at work. I'm always yelling at people. You're too close together. There's too many people in this office. Come on, what are you people thinking?
Maybe you just need that rant of Tom Cruise and just hit play.
Vera's like Marge. Vera's like Marge Simpson when she got animated. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
I don't say don't do that. I just say you're all closer than 6 feet apart.
I'm Marge.
In this room.
You just need to take a measuring tape and start smacking him with it. Away, away.
Oh, I've told you, I do not want this. I walk around with a mask, a K95, and a shield, and my robe, and my gloves. It's like,
and an M16.
You know. Point of bleeding.
And can we just say, you're front line, Vera, and you've managed to not get COVID when it was at its peak in your community, right?
Yeah, it's at its peak.
Do the right thing, people. Wear a mask.
I know.
You can get a like Vera mask. Everyone just
Be like Vera.
Be like Vera.
Yeah.
If you want to get your uncensored radio mask, just head on over to Etsy.com. Yeah.
They are not surgical grade masks, but they will get you through the mall.
And they'll make you look good doing it.
Speaking of looking good, kids, what do we think about new seasons of Drag Race dropping in January? Woo! Two of them.
I'm excited. Look, I think we're reaching the point of saturation, obviously.
Oh, but yes. It's been going that way for a while.
It's something to watch.
But who would have thought when the show started that in 2020 or 21, we would have multiple mainstream seasons everywhere, like on every big streaming service
platform, yeah.
And it was like, and it's like a number one show. Who would have thought that? So,
yeah, look, it's great. It's great for visibility, but of course, you know, it's like anything. Now Rue's getting picked on because, you know.
My typo? No. I am not. My father was, but I may be.
Yeah, Rue's now getting chipped because of her inclusivity and the trans community. Oh, that's been going on
since season six after they did that. Because remember, it used to go, ooh, girl, you got shemale.
And we then can't they say had that the, anymore.
Oh, sorry. Katie, where are you to pull us into line?
Where is moral superiority?
And also, like, they had that, I think it was, like, female or she-male. It was a challenge where they had photos of just, like, a bit of somebody and they had to guess whether it was a male or female. And apparently that was transphobic. And it became a big thing.
But again, yeah,
being, well, we have had this conversation before. Therefore. You can carry political correctness too far.
Yeah, and I don't think if there was bad intentions with it. No, it was actually to do with Carmen Carrera, I think, started at Ace. Ugh. Gia's sort of pretty neutral with Rue, I think. She came back for All Stars, and Rue obviously isn't transphobic. Let Gia compete as a transsexual competitor. So there you go.
But you know what I want from Drag Race?
What do you want?
I need a sewing challenge. How long's it been since they've... That used to be the core of the show. It's like, oh, my God, what are they going to...
It was always a sewing
challenge. What are they going to make? I'm like, put some Project Runway back in that shit. I need to see that.
Did they do it in the UK one?
I don't know. UK was pretty rough. UK and Canada were pretty rough.
And Holland. I watched all of Holland.
I think we're very used to, I think because of the flagship show, we're very used to polished queens now. You know, they come on the show with a single ready and merchandise ready and Instagram done and all that kind of stuff.
They're not there for the love of drag, sometimes it's there for the love of coin. And they know they're
well, the brand. It's the American way.
But there are a lot of them that go away and never see it again. At our Etsy store. Look, that's, yeah, look, I'm excited. I enjoy a bit of Drag Race, but, yeah, look, it'll be something to watch, really.
Well, especially if we're all going into probably another lockdown.
We are,
except for Vera. We're still going to work, aren't we, Vera?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so am I. Heaven forbid a retail shop isn't open.
Well,
the world will come
to holiday.
The world will come to a grinding halt. And how dare I not have items in stock?
how have we not wrapped our heads around the fact that this pandemic has proven that the middle class drives the economy, not the rich?
Well, yeah. That's the thing.
But they don't care about that, Vera. They don't care.
Yeah, and it's usually, and especially like the working poor. Like, I think a lot of people don't get when they give out these stimuluses. Like, they've done it here in Australia. They're giving it to the poor as well. Like, giving lots of money to the poor because they know they don't have money, so they're going to go out and spend it straight away, and it's going to stimulate.
Oh, it's been proven a million times.
Yeah, and that's what $600 about over there.
Working poor don't. Right. They spend it. They stimulate the economy.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I can tell you that Reagan era work. Economics does not work. It's a fallacy.
Fallacy.
Yes, it is a very phallic world.
Like what we've got here. I'm like, where can I go with fallacy?
Where can I go with phallus?
It's my COVID dick.
Who the fuck is phallus?
They're making a Billy Madison too. Who's excited about that?
See, I don't know if that's true.
It is true. I read it somewhere.
On Uncensored Radio. Page.
I read it on Uncensored Radio.
Look, apparently it's in talks because Netflix has done a big deal with Sandler. And there's going to be a Happy Gilmore 2, a Waterboy
2. Do you think there were really that many unanswered questions to Billy Madison?
No.
I don't think, like, what are they going to do? Bring, like, back the core cast? And do it again when they're all in their 50s. Like
doing Friends reunion? I'll get ready to retire.
Is Friends... Look, I have a controversial opinion about Friends. I don't think it's that funny, but, you know, what ifs.
See, I found it funny. I loved it.
I just like that Phoebe...
I was like, we're rich white people. How can we afford this apartment?
They talk about it. Her father bought the apartment.
I don't care.
Dead mother.
I'm going to be Jeffrey. I don't care. I didn't watch it that long.
No, you wouldn't give it 3.75 stars.
I would not give it 3.75 stars. I would not. But speaking of Adam Sandler, this is going to segue into a little topic that we were going to talk about. Favorite Christmas movie? Now, I've got an underrated one that I need to know if you guys have seen. Have you seen Mixed Nuts?
Yes.
No.
Madeline Kahn.
Steve Martin, Madeline Kahn, Liev Schreiber, Juliette Lewis. Yeah, it was amazing. So, and Rita Wilson is the female lead. So they work at it like an old school phone counseling line, and it's about Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And Liev Schreiber actually plays a transsexual. So
yeah, doesn't she get gangrene or something?
I think it's very fun. It's one of Adam Sandler's first movies, and it's quite. If you get a chance, check out Mixed Nuts. It's
worth the holiday spirit.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of little Chrissy movies that I like. I think I want to watch Home Alone. My daughter really wants to watch Home Alone because I've told her what it's about. It's about a little boy being left alone at Christmas. And so she's like every day, she's like, I want to watch Home Alone, but I've been working every day, so we haven't been able to.
So she's been home alone.
Oh, she'll love it. She's a ball of child.
Violence?
Yeah.
On fire. And
the latest rumor that they're doing a sequel to that.
With Macaulay.
With Macaulay and what's her name from Schitt's Creek?
Oh yeah,
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. She was the mom.
The rumor that I heard is that Catherine O'Hara, the husband from the movie, is either passed away or they've divorced, and Kevin owns a security firm, and he has to work over.
So yeah, Kevin has to work over Christmas. Away? I think the actor's dead.
Oh, did he? Okay,
I think so.
So Kevin has to work at Christmas time, and Catherine O'Hara has to look after his two children.
Oh, so and she loses them.
She probably loses them. But I'd be down for that. I like Macaulay Culkin. I think he's a funny dude. Keep the shirt. I've got my other shirt that I'm wearing tomorrow is "Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animal."
Oh, very beautiful.
Yeah, I wear that on the days where tempers are very thin.
And this was a cute Christmas movie too, kids.
Oh, don't I love even. Every version of the Christmas Carol.
I love a Muppet Christmas Carol.
A young lady has
every version of the Christmas Carol.
A young lady posted a review of that. It's been published, but I've linked her Twitter and just put excerpts of it on our page. But she said her brother is autistic and he would watch it every day. So she knows the movie off by heart. And she said she sat down and watched it now that they're separated because of COVID. And she said the movie's just completely perfect on every level. And the fact that all the songs like were written by an addict in recovery, that it's just, if you listen to the lyrics, it's all very heartfelt stuff.
And it's actually it's the first Muppet production after Jim Henson's death.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So it was directed by
PTSD overtones.
It was directed by his son.
Yeah.
So and it was the first time that there was a new Kermit and one of the principal Muppeteers passed away as well. So it was
Piggy then, didn't they? Because they don't have
So it was a big, there was a proving ground. Disney had cut ties with the Muppets by then because once Jim Henson went, they were like, hands off the Muppets. But it was started, it was supposed to be a TV movie, but then when Disney heard about what it was going to be, they threw money at it and released it theatrically. But it's a perfect Christmas movie because it doesn't just apply to children. It's scary.
Have you watched old Muppet TV shows?
Yeah, I love the Muppets.
Oh, my God. You can't beat them. They're just, like, genius. There's something for every age group. If you're a kid, you love the slapstick and the funny and the big. But some of the jokes for the adults are pretty darn funny. I just think that the Muppets are geniuses at work.
To this day, the new show on Disney Plus is actually quite good, too, because it's literally what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. It's this show.
The Muppets are streaming because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Piggy.
Listen, Frog!
I can't believe they broke up. That just breaks my heart.
I was always
rooting for Piggy.
They'll get back together. You know, Piggy loves Kermy. Kermy she loves does. Piggy.
Yeah. It's they're like not, Taylor's old as time, et cetera, et cetera. But speaking of one childhood memory that we won't get to see, Lizzie McGuire is no more.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, what happened?
So the reboot was approved.
Hillary Duff in Younger this week.
Yeah, well, so they'd actually shot two full episodes for Disney, and Disney have bristled at the content because rumor has it that Hillary gets pregnant.
I've heard that, and she goes home.
And she has to go home because she cannot, like, raise a child by herself. They said it was not meeting with the Disney standards. That's why it wasn't moving forward. She tried to get it put on Hulu and stuff like that, but Disney had dug their heels in. And now it's officially DOA, no Hillary Duff.
I wonder if they'll leak those episodes, because they did that with Cruel Intentions, the episodes out there.
It took years to get that out.
It did.
Yeah. So maybe it might drop. I'd say it will drop. Like, they do that with a lot of shows too, like especially when they cancel mid-season and stuff.
But I think it's still in a bowl. Like, that show would have had an inbuilt audience. That show was huge.
Pikachu grew up with it, are out there now getting pregnant and stuff. Sorry, Disney, it happens. So
But they did the same thing with the Love, Simon spin-off show that was supposed to go to Disney Plus, and it was never going to air on Disney. It's a TV show about a gay teenager,
right? Like,
the TV show Love, Victor is on Hulu now.
Which is a Disney
spin-off anyway, but
a Disney subsidiary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why couldn't they just make that the content? Sorry?
Like, haven't they acquired, like, a lot of Fox's catalogue and stuff?
Yeah, Disney own everything. They own Buffy, they own The Simpsons, they own The X-Files, they own Aliens.
They own everything.
They show Simpsons, but they don't show Buffy. Buffy's still streamed here through another another server.
Yeah, well, that's because they're
access it. Excuse me.
Yeah, they're starting to they're doing mature content. They're gonna do like a mature content spin of Disney Plus, apparently. They'll probably make you pay for it, but
I say they'll probably sanitize it too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like Buffy will be like staking Muppets instead or something.
But look, Disney have gone all in on Star Wars. I think there's about 70 billion Star Wars things coming because The Mandalorian's done well. So why not flog a dead horse?
Yeah. Well, Disney knows how to do that.
Yeah. Let's farlap that horse.
They will flog that dead horse until he's deader.
Dead. Yeah, and after years of saying no more spin-offs, there's like a Moana TV show coming out. There's a Big Hero 6 TV show coming out. It's like, we get it, Disney Plus. You want to own us all.
Oh,
they do own us all. They do. They already do.
Learn all of Marvel.
My nose is going to work for the mouse.
I've worked for the mouse. I've signed that contract. I know what it's like.
How come you're not a drug addict or homeless?
Am I?
You have a fabulous arrow.
You're Leah's sister, Nicole. You just exited it quietly. She left Scientology, left Disney.
Look at that's my blanket hiding the fact that there's just tubs full of stuff there. I will fix that one day.
Ice cream or
ratchet? No, just storage tub full of DVDs, actually.
My sister had a roommate who had so much laundry in his bedroom that he just shaped it like a recliner and threw a blanket over it.
It's all right until stuff starts to crawl out by itself.
Yeah. Or it starts talking to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
If your dirty laundry starts talking to you, you got bigger problems than laundry.
No, that's when you go back to work after a holiday and there's something in there screaming and kicking to try and get out of the fridge. You're like, oh, what is that? What is that?
I was going to say, speaking kicking and screaming and things coming alive, good segue, right?
Of course, the best.
So Netflix is doing a Silent Hill series. Silent Hill's a video game horror series. I've actually only played one of them, and it is scary stuff. It's creepy. Have you played them, Steve?
I haven't. I've played the first one, but I have seen both of the movies.
But we know about them, though. We know what Silent Hill. Well, they're looking to pony up major cash if they want to get Charlize.
I think Charlize Theron would be brilliant if she's playing the Radha Mitchell role from the movies. I think she'd be brilliant. It's a cool story.
Well-made.
Can we guess who owns it and who's rebooting it?
It's Netflix.
Netflix has. Who is probably going to be at some point a subsidiary of Disney?
No, it's that story is actually quite dark. it's got to do with child sacrifice and witch burnings and incest and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, a Christmas Carol's pretty
stuff that goes on really at Disney.
Well, we all know Walt's feelings on certain people. So,
do we?
Yeah, he didn't like the Jews.
Oh yeah. Okay,
thanks.
I didn't know where you're going. Sorry.
He's going to cryogenically come back, and you know, if that's to be believed, his head's on ice somewhere, isn't it?
I believe that actually, because The Simpsons did a.
The Simpsons said it's true, and they're right about everything else.
Everything. Absolutely. We have been right about everything.
Who would have thought they had an episode where Trump was president?
Futurama, where all the heads come like in the head museum.
Yes, that's yes. Wild.
I would. I love Futurama. Stop. It's great. It's a great show.
Oh, baby.
All right, Vera.
Yes, dear.
Christmas plans. Go. What's happening?
Nothing. COVID. COVID. Prime rib for just us.
Lyra. For dinner. Lyra. Vera, you lying girl. You sent me a wonderful recipe for apple cider mimosas.
Oh, well, Vera, yeah. If you're going to have a pajama day and you can't go anywhere, why not drink?
Vera's apple getting sore stuff.
Mimosas are killer.
I need to post a recipe, Vera. And then
it's simple as can be. You take your flute or your glass or your tumbler, whatever you want.
Tumbler with the cinnamon straw.
Sugar.
Bucket.
You know? Then you half mimosa and half champagne or any sparkling wine of your choice.
Prosecco.
Brut. Asti Spumante. They all work.
Oh, not
cheap, you get good Asti. You can't buy the cheap Asti.
So then you just mix it up, stir then it up,
it and you
bam.
Drink delish. It down.
Delish.
I want a before and after photo, Vera. I want a before Vera has one and then after Vera's had five photo.
Oh, I never have five of anything. I'm an old
woman. You should.
I'll go live on the page drinking the mimosa and I'll review it for you, Vera. I'll probably give it 3.75 stars out of 5.
Oh, girl.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Jeff was just throwing man shade tonight. What's up with him?
Oh, it's called, it's called COVID drinking. That's what it's called.
It's been
love. Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
I think 2021's going to write an angry letter to Jeff's kidneys.
Look, I am impressed with the haircut, especially if he was drinking while he did it.
Look, he's got an eye for detail. I'll give Jeffrey that. He does. When he does his house renos and things like that, or he sets up a room, he knows how to do it properly. See, I can't do stuff like that.
He saves all the bile and venom for us.
Yes.
I like to think I do it well as well. We have different senses.
Scrabby, I'm over him. I'm in love with
I think
Where is Matthew at?
Matthew, where are you?
Where in the world are you, Matthew?
Christmas Story Marathon.
Christmas Story Marathon.
Oh.
Yeah, doesn't it play for like, it plays for like 24 hours, doesn't it?
More like 27. But
oh,
it's
27.
You know what's cool about the marathon is it, no matter what you're doing, you know, you can just put it on and you can watch 5 minutes and go do a load of laundry and come back and you know.
Make your mimosa.
Yeah, make a mimosa. Drink your mimosa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's in New York?
Oh, he's in Penn Yan. He's in my neck. Okay.
He might be my green card.
You know, you're welcome to come visit. I tell you that
If I was your neighbor, Vera. That'd be amazing.
Yucca Lake is one of the prettiest of the Finger Lakes. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, she said Finger Lakes.
The only thing I think of when someone mentions the Finger Lakes is the Saturday Night Live character of Denise.
I love them.
With her tiny hands.
Mr. X from and the Finger Lakes.
Massive forehead. Go talk to the US Embassy. I've been shut down, Matthew.
He's not helping you.
Got no love for me. It's okay.
All right. Jeff offered to marry me, even though, you know, there's obviously no love between the two of us. Like, you want to live here? Oh, wait, I'm saying this on air. Jeff wasn't going to commit a felony. Sorry.
He's already taken those kids out of state. Wow, Jeff.
He already did it.
No fucks to give this year. That's... Jeffrey no, wanted.
Steve, as soon as everything sort of opens up, I have a feeling by June next year or so we might see things starting to look a little bit more normal. We should try and go over for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Halloween.
Yeah. Oh,
we
can't go on all.
I'll go for Halloween. Fuck Christmas. Who cares about Christmas? I hate Christmas.
Christmas in Central New York, the weather's iffy.
Yeah, if we're going to do Christmas, I'm doing Home Alone 2.
In New York City.
I'm going to go stay in the city.
Well, and we're going to have
my daughter find a crazy bird lady.
And have my daughter
drop there. Trust me.
Building on people.
Rudy Giuliani hit her shot. She's not there.
And look where he is now. Hello.
And no, that's for real. When Rudy was the mayor, he's like, drove all those colorful people out of Manhattan.
He's responsible for Disneyfying Times Square, though, isn't he? Like making it all touristy and beautiful.
The first time I went to New York, Times Square was scary.
Yeah, it was all hookers and stuff back in the day.
You want to see. Yeah, man.
Now there's like a Red Lobster and a TGI Fridays and everything. And
Disney Store. And
I love a Bubba Gump. Don't.
They took all the hookers and pigeon ladies and tested the COVID vaccine on them and they died.
Oh, no, they died long before. They died somewhere in New Jersey. He had them killed in the 80s.
He just took him to the turnpike and dropped him off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got stranded in at Newark Airport. Newark. Is it Newark?
Newark. Newark. Newark.
I pronounce everything badly, don't
you do,
I?
You do, Lisa Loeb.
I thought Bondi Beach was Bondi.
There you go. She thought it was
Bondi. 100 years.
We got stranded there and it was a bit scary, but it was fine. They just gave us a shuttle to a hotel. Everyone was very lovely to me. Everyone I come across in America was very lovely.
Did I ever tell you about when me and my friends had
you're a bitch. Sorry.
Me and my friends had we were overseas for 2.5 months, so we're in the US for nearly two and a half months. And we had a week spare. We finished in New York and we were going to meet other friends in Hawaii. So we decided to go to Salem in the middle of winter, as you do. So we get off the train and we're just standing in the middle of a park and all of this snow just starts to come down and we're just like, oh, okay.
Caught and yourself a nor'easter, huh?
This woman walking out of walking her dog just comes up and goes, "You're not from around here, are you?" We're like, "No." And she got on her phone and she found us accommodation and all this kind of stuff. So kindness of strangers, you know.
People are real nice in the States, I find. Like, you know, I rarely met someone who was rude. Except for there was that one woman at Jeff's house that would just randomly show up and scream at me.
And you went to Jeff's house, so.
Well, actually,
the rude was built in.
I'm going to give a spoiler to everyone watching. Jeff can be actually very nice to people.
He's a sweetheart. You can't believe the
He's
exterior.
A big old softy.
He's not a mean girl.
He actually gifted me my mug.
Oh,
that's my
Vera.
Christmas present.
So speaking of Christmas presents, just to remind everyone, we have a Christmas present coming for you. Make sure you watch us on Christmas Eve in the States and Christmas Day. We have a UCR Christmas special. I think the first ever, isn't it?
They wouldn't let me sing.
Yeah, guys, we've got a gift for Katie and we're going to give it to her live on air.
You need to watch that shit. The reveal.
And she doesn't know what it is, and she's not probably going to be happy about it.
She's terrified. She is completely convinced that this is going to be awful.
And the gift has come because no one else has. It's all love. You know she doesn't watch the show when she's not on it.
Let's talk about what Katie did.
It's like we turned into Gossip Girl. You love me. Oh, P.S. I'm a bit excited about the Gossip Girl reboot.
Oh, they're rebooting that, are they?
Yeah. Gossip Girl's back.
Is there anything that's not getting rebooted?
I'm going to say, is probably it
originality the Cosby Show?
Isn't anybody creating new content?
No. Why use COVID in that way? Why use all that downtime?
Because we couldn't possibly come up with something new during this crisis, this global crisis.
Oh, Jeff posted this article real quick. I think we talked about this, didn't we? U.S. healthcare workers suffered allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Everyone, real quick, lots of people get different reactions to things. Yeah. Doesn't mean it would be a one. Doesn't mean.
Allergic reactions can develop over time, too. You can never have a strawberry allergy and then one day bite into a strawberry and break out in hives.
I would die. I love strawberries.
You would die? Are you a strawberry?
I love strawberries. But I love this. I love this
strawberry mimosa.
I love this comment.
I don't have a recipe for this post.
Hey.
I do.
Hard facts right here. I have faith in Pfizer and its COVID vaccine because it also makes Viagra. If Pfizer can raise the dead, it can cure the living.
Work.
There you go.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid of the vaccine, people. No.
Side effects, now you'll be able to consolidate your vaccine and your Viagra in one go.
Hey, look, side effects would be welcome excitement, wouldn't it, at this point?
Side effects, are they really as bad as dying alone on a ventilator?
Oh, wow, Vera.
Merry Christmas.
Keeping it bright for the holidays.
But if you want to see somebody dying really sadly and alone on Christmas, check out the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Sorry, check it out anyway because it's a great holiday movie.
It is. I love the Christmas Carol in any form, and the Muppets Christmas Carol is great.
All right, kids. Well, that looks like it's about it for us today. So please have a safe and happy Christmas.
Yes.
Make sure you check.
Oh, he broke up.
Check us out. We're gonna have some fun.
Froze.
Oh, hello. Am I here? I froze.
Yeah,
I was
you're
just
here.
Saying, make sure you check us out on Christmas Eve.
All right, Kermit's taking us out. Talk to that for the Muppets. Bye.
Bye.
Have you checked out Uncensored Radio? They cover everything from politics, pop culture, the news, and even fat people being rescued. You never know when Jeff is in the mood. Tune in for Uncensored Radio.